We are not here to encourage each other about the religion. We are here because Christ has made us together so that we should worship and exalt him.
Siri bano to kulimbikisana munga management bedzo zimachitira kunena kuti ten tizipemperani tizisonkana tsiku la kuti ai koma kuti tiri pano kulimbikisana kuti timasonkana kusonkana uku kufachonena kuti ndi Kristu mwini amene anatipanga ifungu kuti kumane mwa iye.
That's why we don't have any business with the campaigning of how the church should grow, how things should be. We never compare.
I
remember the preamble time when I was in the Pentecostal. Senior leaders were calling us so that we should have a caucus and talk. What do we do so that our church should grow, should multiply in number?
Makumbukira nthawi yakumbuyo ndiri muchipembedzo chachipentekosite kunena kuti akuluakulu athu akhala ndi kumalo umene amafukanika.
I remember some of the things that people were tampering in were we need to be sharing clothes to the poor, even buying bread scones and give to the poor so that we might catch them.
Nimakumbukira mwazina zimene zimakhala kufuna kupanga zimene zozo makamaka zomwamba makambira kunena kuti ayi timafunika tikuona kuti bizitsa kumagawa zovala kaya chimanga kumafikira kovutika kumapatsa chioneka chinguwa kori abwere pafupi.
And again, I remember we were talking about if you want to catch fish, big fish, think about big. If you want small fish, think about small. So we did all what matters most. We did it so that we should catch both the big and the small fish. The big fishes, we're talking about people who are of high rank, who are working in departments with high offices. We need to target them so that they should come. So it was the church based on the minds of the people.
Ndeto zan somba ikulu imene malangulo mthemene timalangulo zan amene ndi adindo amene ndi ogwira ntchito za boma anthu amene ndi anthu amaudindo ndeno kuti mkulu umene kazi yawa.
And we were glad to see those we planned to, if they have come and said that they have come to start meeting with us. It's when we became glad.
Akondwera kwambiri tikamaona kuti timalingalira zaiwo kuti akhoza kubwera anthu awawa akabwera amene ajakuyamba kusonkhana nafe pamene timabva chimwemwe.
We were not knowing that we are basing our foundation on business.
Kumana chomwe sitimaziwa kunena kuti tikuyika maziko athu pamalo pamene posa kuzikika.
And any base without base is baseless.
Ndipo makhadziko aliwonse achinthu popanda maziko inyeni chinthu chinthu chopanda pake.
Anything that you discuss, that you meet with, that you talk, that you agree, without the Lord as the foundation, is but regional and its business.
Chirichonse chimene mukhoza kukhala pansi ndi kulingalira za chimene chocho chimene mukhoza kuchichita mu dzina la chipembedzo popanda mzimu wa Mulungu chimene chocho chimakhala chopanda maziko chosakhazikika.
So the good foundation starts with Jesus and ends with Jesus.
Maziko enieni abwino amayamba ndi Khristu ndipo amalizikanso ndi Yesu Khristu.
That's why the Bible says he's the author and the finisher.
He's
the Alpha and the Omega.
He is our
everything.
He
So being the foundation of the church, he is deserving to be worshipped and exalted because he is the owner of the church. When Apostle Paul and all the apostles came, they established their message, gospel, doctrine, but only the foundation that has been already laid, that is Christ Jesus.
Even
if we have these congregations elsewhere, but if it is not the Lord who established that congregation is but a religion and it is very demonic. Thank God that it comes from God to take us to Himself so that we might see Him and with its beauty and start exalting and worshiping and magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ, the crucified one.
That's
why last week I was preaching from about the law of ages. Whereby somebody sang a song, "Let go of ages, craft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Ladder, water, and blood flows from within."
Imeletu o imba wina ana lankula zakantu imene lolo kulena kuti ndibisale mmene momo limene ndironga mbikalo ndibisale mmene momo mmene madzi komanso madzi zvituluka kuchoka kusotoma.
And you can see the blessedness of that song whereby it says, "It's the lock of edges crept for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy living side which fraud be of sin the double cure. Praise me from its glory and power."
Nebukoza kuona mmene olemba nyimbo.
The question might be why the law was to be
edged.
It was not by mistake for the law to be broken. God made it clear that let the lock be broken by the rod that would be stuck by Aaron and Moses, so that the scriptures should prophesy the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and with his death on the cross.
Breaking
of the lock was the breaking of his body.
The
coming forth of water from the lock was the body of the church while Christ was dying on the cross.
The
coming out of water was the coming out of water from the lock was the coming of blood and water from within the body of Jesus Christ because it has been broken.
And
another interesting thing is that Christ before it came to the point that the soldiers might pierce his side. He already broke his body and gave to the disciples. Why, Lord, the time of crucifixion is not yet fixed.
Because number one,
we saw God instituted this Passover in Exodus chapter 12 while in Egypt.
Descendants
of Abraham, the Israelites, has been doing the Passover all these years, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The physical birth of our Lord Jesus Christ makes him Christ to be going with his parents to the place of worshiping and having that Passover before the time comes of his ministerium. He grows while doing the Passover physically. But when it came to the point whereby all the scriptures to be fulfilled, Bible says Christ made the Passover, but it was now Holy Communion with the disciples. And the Holy Communion was instituted by Jesus Christ to replace the Passover that was instituted by Moses in Egypt. Which means the Holy Communion was the fulfillment of the Passover. And during the Holy Communion, the Bible says, Christ took the bread and broke it. He broke it himself. He broke the Holy Communion and kept the people, the disciples, in the house. And another blessed thing was that the body of Christ Jesus was not given to everybody. It was only given to those that were in the house. Picturizing the salvation that is given to the erect only. This fully shows that whomsoever was not in the house didn't eat from what was within. So the food, the body, the blood was only for the withiners. Salvation is but of grace. And the grace of God is given only to those that are in the house, not everybody. It is for the elect only, not for everybody. Even if somebody can come and tamper things of grace, it never makes him to be of grace. When Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed and the people came and vexed him. Whatever happened was only to fulfill what the scriptures has already said, but to Christ himself has already taken his body and surrendered to the people.
And who?
Why Christ gave his body to the disciples? Again, it's a picture that salvation is a gift given freely by the giver. Had it been Christ just took the blade and put outside and said, whosoever wants to have that blade can come and break his part, and even then salvation would have been a choice of a man. But he took the people smartly and were in the house, very smart, on their chairs, taking the food without anything that would have disturbed them. They ate freely in a good place with their peace in mind. Which means salvation is freely gift to the elect, and those that are the elect will take it in a smart way, will be given in a smart way without anything that can disturb them.
We
never disturb the salvation. Nobody can come by our way or their way and disturb the salvation that has been given to them, that God elects. It is given smartly and it is for the smart people. And another thing, they were eating while clothed, while bathed, they were clean. Which means they were not working. It's Christ who was doing the work. So they just seated with the right mind, clothed, and start eating from the Lord. This is a symbol of how salvation is given to the
elect.
And it's how we can see that this one has received this gospel or has not.
Because
when Because whosoever received this gospel, number one, he is to sit down. Sit down, it's a symbol or a picture of blessing. Which means you never wake again. Christ has done the work of has done the work of serving you. Number two, they were clothed. Which means the lashes of God, the lusciousness of God was upon them. Because when Adam sinned against God, the first thing that was sin was nakedness. And when the nakedness was upon them, is when they started sewing
fig leaves.
Number three, they were in a right mind, had right mind. Which means Christ gave them peace. If you are of the Lord, the peace of the Lord will be upon you. Nothing will disturb you. That's why Apostle Paul says, what can separate us from the love of God? He tampered many things that manages to separate those that are not the elect from the love of God. But at the end of the day, he concluded by saying, all these things, nothing can separate us from the love of God. If you are the loved one, nothing will snatch you from the hand of the Master. If you are the elect, nothing can disturb you to God to herald. All those things that are good are planned and designed for the elected sinners. And in its due time, they will have those because it's the Lord who purposes. When I say good things, I'm not saying getting employed, having the business, whatever. It's not. But I'm saying to be in the plan and will of God, in whatever the Lord purpose, being that. That's why when we go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 1 through 7, says, he's speaking about the water from the rock. Number one, all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Laphidim, and there was no water for the people to drink.
Mzigono zao, monga mama wa Yehova, monga nagona mwetu dimu, kwa mwemeko kuna mdi mazi akukana.
Here the major reason of shifting or of moving up and down was in the midst of the sentence according to the commandment of the Lord.
Ndiro apa pamukamaona kukava asi kavena kusunda kuone kuti ndo ndime mene kumene kumene zvimachitika kutendera monga mukula munga kwa Mulungu.
God commanded them to the wilderness, from the wilderness into the wilderness.
Nge Mulungu tu anawalamurira ndikwacho kuenda kwacho kutuluka muchi muchipungu
mukwacho kwa Mulungu. From the wilderness into the wilderness.
Ndeno Mulungu anawatsogorera anthu awa ndikwala murira kuchoka muchipululu china kupita muchipululu. Mulungu anawatsogorera anthu awa kwala murira kuti atuluke muchipululu china kukalowa muchipululu china.
Because the Bible says there was a pillar of fire and the cloud during the day.
Ndipo malemba kulankhula mosimbika bwino kunena kuti panali mtambo umene unali kuwatsogorera masana komanso usiku panali sakalira moto kapena kuti moto njoo umene unawatsogorera usiku kuyenda kutuluka mchipululu china kukafika so kuchipululu chinacho.
Which means God directed them to the wilderness where there was no water.
Kutandauza kuti ndi Mulungu mwini amene anachita kuwatsogorera anthu kuti akafike kuchipululu kumene kunalibe madzi.
And they were there in the wilderness.
Ndipo akali mchipululu mmene momo.
The stepping, the thirst, the whatever that was in the wilderness, it was the plan of God for them to meet with.
Chirichi bali ponse pamene iwo anali kuponda ndi kufika inalitu anali makonzedwe a Mulungu yekha amene anawasogolera kuti afikepo.
Because even to his dear son, Isaiah 53 verse 10, say, for it was pleased God to bless him. It was the will of God to let things to come upon those that are his.
Chifukwa rukakhale tikamaona pa mwana wake Yesu Kristu wokondedwayo, mawu Mulungu akulankhula bwino mbuku la Isaiah 53 verse yake ya 10, kuti kunachita kumukomera Yehova, kunakondweza Yehova kumutunduza kumusautsa mwana wake. Komwemonso zimachita kutengera kukonda kukondwera Mulungu mwini kuti anthu awa akukana ndi zimene anakumana nazo.
Wherefore the people did shoot with Moses and said, give us water that we might drink. And Moses said unto them, why cheat ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord?
Pamenepo anthu anatsutsana ndi Mose nati tipase madzi timwe. Koma Mose ananena nawo, mutsutsana nane bwanji? Muyeseranji Yehova?
So the people fight against Moses without knowing that this was the plan of God for them to have thirst and to have that wilderness that is full of dryness. They were speaking that way, doing whatever they thought, because they were knowing, they were not knowing the mind of God. If we don't know the mind of God, we'll never, never know the will of God. But when it pleased God to reveal Christ in us, then is when we see that God is a sovereignty and does whatever pleases him.
Kumangati kuti amukomera Mulungu mwini kuti atizindikirise ifeyo chifuniro chake cha Mulungu, mpamene tizaziwe kuti Mulungu ndi wamphamvu yonse ndi wolamulira, ndipo iyeyo amachita chimene chimukomera.
The going into the wilderness was the finding of the rock where there was water already waiting for them to drink from it.
Cholingati chokapitira mchipululu ichocho chinali choti akafike pa thanthwe limene thanthwelo linali litasunga madzi mkati mwake lonena kuti anthu awamwe.
God allows the situations that we meet in life so that it draws us to him and see the beauty of Lord Jesus Christ and exalt him.
Mulungu malola nyengo zonse zimene tikukuma nazo kunena kuti zikhale zotithandiza kuti tithandiza kuti tione mulungu mwini wache ndikukakumana ndi Khristu Yesu amene ndiye mpulumusi.
That's why Apostle Paul says in all things just give thanks because it is the will of God through Christ to us.
Ndifake ntumwe Paulo anasimikiza bwino kunena kuti muzinthu zonse yamikani pakuti ichi ndi chifuniro cha mulungu mwa Khristu Yesu kwa ife.
But to give thanks to God, again, it comes from Him. Nobody can manage to thank God if it is not God who purposed it that you manage to see Him as worthy to be thanked.
As we are
concluding the message of today, it was God who led the people into the wilderness. Because he knows that in the wilderness there was a lot of waiting for the
people.
But there is no meeting with the lock without the first to come. The more thirst came, the more closer to the lock were
there.
But when they were closing to the lock, the more they were having thirst, the more they revealed themselves of what was within them, they started cheering against Moses.
It
was only when he praised God to reveal Christ to them, then they see that this is but Christ Jesus.
Christ
was hidden in the wilderness. They were not knowing that in the wilderness there is Christ hidden.
It is
God who directed them, draws them to the wilderness, where there was a lock so that Christ should be revealed to them.
Koma mulungu mwindi amene anawakokera kuafikisa mchipululu chimene chikutafika mchipululu akazindikira akawaonesera kuti Yesu Kristu alipo ali mchipululu chimene chinobisika.
We are preaching this gospel. We preach this gospel so that the gospel itself should campaign for itself and draws those that are his to himself so that they might see his beauty.
We have
been saved by grace and grace alone.
That's why
somebody sang the song Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. That same erected sinner such as is me, a chief
sinner. The blind
that sees, I was blind, I'm a blind, but because of this grace, God has made it possible to open my ears and eyes.
Yep.
The lost found. I'm a sheep that manages just to get lost. I just lost myself. I can never come back. But when it pleased God to reveal Christ in me, it's when he came where I was lost in that deep mire and picked me by his shoulder into the fort. And now I'm listening, and I sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound.
What I know, I do what is better. In that one, did not even cause a aiga imene sindi kana kuti kumukombeka maloma ake ndinamira mumatombe koma zvinechi kutongera iye ndikondayo amene anandirondola ine mumatombe mu ndikundivhura kuti kusa mumene momo kuti sopano kukodzo kana nako kukondwera ndikuimba nyimbo ndikusangara na chipaye chipumutso ichi cha chisomo chimene cha Mulungu musambo wanga.
Let us look to God in prayer as we are closing this time of worship.
Tatiye ndipemphere pamene tikutsekatu amapemphero ati lalero.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon here, but morning other side. Thank you for making it possible that we meet together and celebrate the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us, protect us, and help us understand your will. Help us see Christ in the scriptures. We understand. If it is not the Lord who revealed Christ in us, we'll get lost and we'll never return back. Because we can never manage to turn back to you, O God, if it is not you who manages it to search for us and pick us by your shoulders into the house. Bless us so that we may see you, our Father, and we will learn to worship and exalt your Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and salvation, our Redeemer and Lord. We pray for whomsoever was on the line hearing from the Lord, even Father, the one who just to hear it from internet, bless them, and so that they might hear Christ and Him crucified without compromise. We pray even our dear brother whom is expecting to be preaching in French, bless him, protect him, uphold him with your glass, so that they might preach Christ and Him crucified without compromise. It is in the name of Jesus that we bless and worship and exalt. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.